Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology speaking with you on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
We are three astrologers. Yeah, we are three astrologers who get together every Valentine's Day and also every Monday to talk about astrology and take some phone calls or read emails from listeners and answer questions. So I am Mark Waltz in New York City over on the west side.
And I'm Ann Ortley on the Upper East Side at my bright red desk, sitting here enjoying Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And we are waiting for our colleague Heather Roan Robbins to phone in from St. Paul.
Yeah.
But she's caught in another one of those blizzards, probably.
Yeah, I think she usually comes flying in at the last minute, which is always fun.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot going on this week.
There is. It's a busy week. We got a lot of Neptune. Neptune. So everybody's a little spacey and kind of feeling and getting quiet.
Good week for dreams. Go ahead and sleep in.
Yep.
But keep a notebook by your bed so you can jot down those dreams, because there's probably something important in them.
Right. Very cool.
And the sun is going to go into Pisces. That's kind of a Neptunian thing.
Yes, totally. And Neptune aspects Venus, Mercury, Mars, and the sun. And we have a full moon, too.
Right.
Yep. Very cool. And there's Heather arriving with a little ding.
Yes.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. How are you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
And you, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heart shining out to everybody out there in Radio Land.
It's like, hello,
Radio Land. All our Valentines.
Huh?
They are all our Valentines.
We are all Valentines
right.
to each other, right? Right. Which is very nice. It's like a happy Valentine's Day. And the moon today is in Cancer with a little bit of, what's the right word for it? It is the, a little bit of sadness because the moon squares Saturn. And then and everybody's kind of feeling, oh, you know, it's good.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, it's been a really moody day for so many people as the moon opposed Venus and the moon opposed Pluto earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people were feeling what was missing more than what was there.
Yes, the absence.
Bittersweet quality midday.
Yeah, especially as it opposed Saturn or moon opposed Pluto and opposed
Yeah, nice T square there, Saturn, Moon, Venus.
Yeah.
Now, don't I remember last week we said do Valentine's Day on Sunday? No, wait till Monday.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Do it this weekend.
Later on the week.
Right.
Or wait for Moon and Leo. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we made comfort food, and then my partner fell asleep, so it was definitely a cozy night. But luckily, we celebrated on Saturday, just like I followed my own advice, and it wasn't too bad because it was that kind of day. Though I got clients calling all day long, going, "What the hell is going on?
I'm unhappy."
And the people that were happiest were doing something like a meditation retreat or something where they were really feeling of service during the day rather than
running around like a crazy person.
Having any emotional expectations whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
But that's, it is an emotional time for people. And I'll be interested to hear what the calls we get tonight because of that. But I think it's also that there's been such an outward flush. There is, as we're heading into next weekend's Mars, Jupiter, Neptune, Mars, Mercury, Neptune conjunction.
On the weekend.
Aquarius.
It's
sort of the intense peak of the aspects that have been cooking for the last, since the eclipse on January 4th, all of this change has been so big picture, you know, work, world, international,
mm-hmm.
that people's private lives haven't had much attention lately.
Oh, that's a good way to think of it, yeah.
That we've been, our focus has been out there,
mm-hmm.
and the personal soul is kind of getting hungry. And it's going to head heavily into the water planets next week,
mm-hmm.
as the Sun, Mercury, and Mars head into Pisces. But this week it's still out there. You know, the big picture is taking our attention, but this moon in Cancer is reminding us,
mm-hmm.
that if we haven't paid enough attention to our personal lives, we're not, mm-hmm. going to really be able to hold in there for the big picture,
right.
in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the images now of the rebels in Egypt cleaning up Tahrir Square, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing their homework,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
pushing a broom.
Right. And saying, okay, we're cleaning up, we're getting rid of stuff, we're making it all get better.
A little less
yeah.
fun than having a revolution, but it's probably more productive.
Right. Yeah. Which is part of the, you know, it's more fun to have a revolution. Like, okay, where's the revolution? Let's have it. And then, you know, it's like
a good
okay.
day of fun.
Yeah, no, it's totally cool. But it's also kind of a, you know, it's when we look at the reasoning behind things and trying to figure out what's going on with them, you know. So,
and then we get another one of these full moons at the end mm-hmm. of the sign.
Yeah, which is good.
A whole,
yeah.
whole string of these we've had.
Right.
So now we get 29 Leo
mm-hmm.
opposite the sun leaving Aquarius.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you see?
Hmm?
Mark, what are you seeing with that for the non-astrologers out there? I agree with you, that's an intense place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it continues a theme because we've been having a whole string of new moons in the last degree. And so it's just a big transitional period that we're going through, a big letting go of whatever's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of release, right.
Yeah, because it's this, you know, the sun at the last degree of the sign that it's been in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, you know, it's about to dump everything from that sign and jump into the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going into the next sign is a change of costume.
Right.
And what do you have to do before you change costume? You got to rip off what you just had on.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And when you're in the 29th degree, it's like a, you know, short time for that scene change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's not much time for new makeup and all that. It's just quick. And that's what we're doing, is letting go. In this case, we're letting go of Aquarius,
mm-hmm.
and bringing in Pisces. And we have a full moon in Leo across the way from Aquarius, you know, bringing all that Leo energy into it. So that kind of intensifies it, too.
Right. Which is really interesting because it kind of has a whole energy around, okay, how do we get there, you know, because of all the five releasing moons, then we have this big conjunction of, all right, what's up next, where are we headed next? And I think part of our journey is to really to work with, you know, that energy and say, okay, how do we get to it? And I think it's, you know, the Neptune energy is the fogginess. There also is a bunch of stuff with Hygieia and Astraea this week. So people can find that they're really feeling tired or overwrought or sick, you know, that there's this kind of, they're feeling a little bit too much, sleepy, tired, ready, needs to go to bed. And then they're kind of in this, you know, what do we do? How do we do it? So.
Well, I see that sometimes also with the lineup happening in Pisces,
mm-hmm.
are about to come in,
right.
that when the Pisces energy picks up, we need that time inside, prepare for spring.
Right.
But also there's a series of solar storms again. The sun,
oh, are there? Okay.
Very active. Mm-hmm. Yesterday on February 13th,
mm-hmm.
there was a large solar storm, a solar flare that discharged right at Earth. So there's a good aurora this weekend. I haven't seen them yet. I'm looking forward to it, hopefully, before I'm up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that people tend to get really tired. History gets excited,
mm-hmm.
but people get tired when there's a solar storm.
Right.
At least that's been my experience. I'd love to hear
and
how,
long does it take from when we notice a solar flare to when it hits the atmosphere?
Far as I'm aware, it's about 2 days. But
2 days, yeah.
Please correct me if I'm wrong out there.
Well, that's cool. So it's a big one coming at us. I always like those solar flares. It makes everything kind of a little bit too much emotional and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well.
And it just turns up the volume on all
mm-hmm.
the aspects.
Right. It really ramps them kind of thing.
Yep.
Or everything just feels extra sensitive, extra excitable. Yeah.
And
yeah,
this
is... Sun moves into Pisces, and that's a very sensitive sign.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, hey, you know, no matter what sign we're in, Valentine's Day is hard on people.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that someone commented tonight that there's more people on blog on Facebook than there usually are because they're looking for a connection, even though they're not feeling it in their...
Mm-hmm.
personal lives.
Right.
Interesting. And I see that that feeling now with the moon in Cancer, the hyper-emotional Valentine's Day. And hope that people can imagine this as a way they can put their love out to the world rather than a way that they can feel that they are not loved by the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when we take a more active stance instead of a receptive stance. Today, when I did a long metta meditation and loved the world, I felt better than I did any other time. Valentine's Day is always tricky for me, or has been for the last 7 years, because my father died the morning after Valentine's 7 years ago.
Oh, that's sad.
And we spent Valentine's Day walking him through excruciating agony.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, Valentine's, so, you know, other things, but I'm aware of one of the toughest days of my life.
Right.
And I always felt like my dad's romantic spirit wouldn't let himself die on Valentine's Day.
So that's why you stayed an extra day, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't think I'm the only one with bittersweet memories around
mm-hmm.
this time of day. And because we're thinking of our heart, because it's such a theoretical day, the moon in Aquarius, the sun in Aquarius, we're aware of, you know, the most deadly Aquarian word I know is should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what should I be feeling today?
Right.
You know, and, oh, I'm not feeling what I should be feeling. It's not happening what should be happening. And even if we don't believe in that consciously, I find even the people who rejected that theoretically still feel it
mm-hmm.
on this day. And so any way we can create alternative Valentine experiences where it really is about heart chakra, loving the world, instead of setting up a place to be disappointed personally,
mm-hmm.
Will be wonderful.
I think that's good.
That's my strong opinion.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Do we have anybody on the line?
No, I don't see anybody, but let me double check. I haven't refreshed in
that
a bit.
That number?
Huh? The number is 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. And we also have, you know, this week the moon's in Cancer, Monday, Tuesday. And the moon opposite Pluto, Venus, is part of why it's feeling so... It's also moon in Cancer is just really sensitive. Closing aspects, 2:06 in the morning, Wednesday night, Eastern time. And that is a trine to Uranus. Then Wednesday, Thursday, the moon is in in Leo, with a closing aspect of the opposition to the sun on the full moon at 3 in the morning on Friday night. Friday morning, early, you know, between Thursday and Friday, sunrise of Friday. And then Virgo.
It's a clear night. It's worth
Yeah. Then as I was coming home from dinner tonight, I was like, ooh, look at that nice big gibbous moon. And then the 18th, 19th is the moon in Virgo. We love Virgo moons. We get a lot accomplished, but it's got a closing aspect of Uranus, so it's breaking habits and releasing things. And then the moon into Libra on Sunday. And it's in Libra with a lovely closing aspect of a trine to Mars, saying, go for it. So it's good. It's like, yay, we love it. We love those closing aspects. You can use those to help plan your direction in your identity and how you're going to use the energy out there in the world. So I think one of the things we do find is, you know, with this much Neptune in the sky, is really giving yourself that spiritual time helps an enormous amount. And also extra sleep and extra dream time so that you're really feeling, you know, you're really taking advantage of Neptune's invitation to you to connect and dream and whatever. So I'm not seeing anybody on the switchboard for whatever reason. I don't know if I'm doing it
right. Yeah, and that Neptune time is really unscheduled time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is it wants to be unscheduled. It doesn't like being bossed around or told to do anything. I was teaching tonight, and I kept switching words. You know, I would say, well, this, and they would go, what? And I'm like, oh. Yeah, I changed the words again because my advanced class was, like, trying to follow what I was saying, and they were having a little trouble because I was having a little trouble. I was just like, okay, I can't even keep my English together tonight, you know. So, all right. We have one caller. Hi, 917-922-5942. How are you? Hello? Hello? Can you hear us? Not answering. All right. Okay, so again, the call-in number.
That number one more time.
347-215-8881. If you have calls, we have 13 minutes remaining in our show. And it
and
says.
We're down to a half an hour form right now.
Yes, because they changed
if
us.
If you or any of your other astrological friends have mm-hmm. something, a question they want to ask, both about astrology or about your own personal charts, feel free to call in tonight. Or send us an email during the week,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because sometimes I think on holidays there's not a big audience.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
they might want to hear about it during the week, or I know on the East Coast it's quite late. On the West Coast it's only 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But the chance for people to actually ask a question, they can do by email, and we'll do our best to answer it by the day.
Right. Always good to kind of have you go, oh, wow. What are we doing?
So we just talk about the big arc of history. I mean, I just a little big arc of history. We saw a bunch of change begin during January 4th politically, but also personally. People started shifting, and
mm-hmm.
something broke loose during that eclipse.
Right.
Then Jupiter went into Aries on January 23rd. And January 25th was the beginning of the big demonstrations in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost 2 days later, just took them 2 days to get everybody out there in the streets, and ba-boom, within 2.5 weeks, there was a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they're going to continue as the Sun, Mercury, and Mars heads into Pisces. I think there's going to be a step back from that revolution. It's cooking all over the Mideast.
Mm-hmm.
But if people are going to go home and take care of their grandmother and sweep the streets and try to get their food back online and go home and tend to their personal revolutions in the process, because
mm-hmm.
there's such a change that went on in the whole soul of Egypt during this time.
Right.
But then in mid-March, we've got Uranus heading into Aries, and then the Sun heads into Aries by the end of March. And I think that the revolution that's starting to cook now, it's going to look like it pulls back. But actually, I think it's pulling into our personal lives, and it's our turn to say, really, what do I want to change?
Mm-hmm. Well, we all are having a revolution somewhere in our chart.
Absolutely.
So it's a matter of where it is and how it kicks up. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's an out-breath and in-breath. You know, out there in the public, in here, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't do that introspection during the Pisces, we're going to tend to blame it all on people around us. We're going to say, hey, you're messing me up, you know, or I have to change because of you, instead of realizing we're doing a change. But
right.
Trying to be introspective about the changes that we need. and then it's going to go out there, and I think that it's going to be like, you know, a dandelion that someone blew the seeds off of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All throughout the Mideast, the idea of democracy is just going to be ripping if Americans can stay quiet long enough for them to feel like it's their idea and not something from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always love Tom Hartman talks on the on his radio show. He talks about Dick Gregory, who was a famous pacifist and Civil War activist. And Dick Gregory said, you know, the whole thing is if this is really such a great idea, we don't have to sell it. People will steal the idea and use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if democracy is such a great idea, people will want it and they'll go for it and they'll demand it and say, like, you know, it doesn't have to come in at a point of gun. It can come in because it's a great idea and let's do it. And so I think that's the other part is like, well, what actually is your vision of democracy? Where are you going with it? What does it look like? And I think we're at this crossroads now. And certainly some models are, you know, what level, what kind, how big, how small, how in the middle. But I just, you know, I kept being very mesmerized by the stuff going on and saying, wow, you know, we're doing it. It's a different kind of way, a different way of getting there, but it's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, right behind that Algeria took off is like, okay, you know, we're having this stuff really rock, and like, what
and
are we going to do with it?
Yemen and Algeria, a whole bunch of places are starting to rock and roll.
Yeah, and
Iran had several 10,000 demonstrators. The military tried to shut them down today, but I think it's going to go underground for a little while, and then it's going to really kick in and during the springtime.
Yeah, March 11th is really the moment we're watching for, because March 11th is when everything goes into Aries. And at that point, we kind of go, oh, wow, Jupiter in Aries, or Jupiter went into Aries and it stimulated all this, but when Uranus goes into Aries, we're really going to see it start to really take off. And I think that's the key, is like, okay, it really is taking off now. And what does that look like, and how do we work with it, and what do we do? And I think for each of us, we're having our lives being reconstructed and a whole new version of realities coming in. And the part, you know, and there are certainly, it's not like you're going to get rid of your whole life, but the parts that need to leave really want to go, and you should facilitate that help. Say to them, okay, I know you're done here. Okay, you can go. Let new stuff coming in. Let's do it. And that's part of this whole shift. You know, when you have all these planets changing signs, it's enormous from the culture's perspective in terms of what we're doing. So we do have some callers, so I will pick up. I'll pick up 111. Hi, 111. Skype, I think. Yes? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Can I help?
Hi. Hi. September 1st, 1957.
Mm-hmm.
12:03 p.m. New York, and just the relationship, work situation, relationship and finance.
Okay.
You said 12:03 p.m. in New York?
Yes, Manhattan.
Great. Mm-hmm. And September 1st, I'm September 4th, so.
September, oh,
yeah.
Fellow Virgo.
Yep. So Virgos, with the moon in fire sign, you're a moon in Sagittarius and a Scorpio rising. And what was your question?
My question is that the relationship situation has been really kind of crazy actually in the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then the work situation is up and down, but although it's moving upward, it's going in a great place, it kind of, you know, stops, and then there's plateaus of, like, what's going on?
Hmm.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a musician.
Okay, because your work looks like, to me, as Pluto first trined itself, you've got a loaded 10th house, which is the career and work situation, with the sun, which rules your midheaven. Your midheaven's in Leo. It's the highest point in the chart. Is in the 10th house of career. Conjunct Mars, and they're about to be over the next 4 or 5 years trined by Pluto. So I see you only getting bigger and bigger in the work situation.
Oh, that's great.
You keep playing it and you keep working it. It's going to kind of come and go and plateau because your life is moody. It just is. And you send mixed messages out to the world, but it looks like your friendships, your collaboration, and your work is cooking.
Within the next
a little bit
few
more
months,
ambiguous.
Will it be good?
Ambiguous.
In the next few months, how does it look?
What do you see, Mark and Ann?
The next few months, I think with Saturn high in the chart, he is stationing right now in your Venus. So Venus is the ruler of money and how you're valued by other people and how the public sees you, because it co-rules your seventh and it co-rules your sixth, and it also is part of the money from your career. Right now it's a little tight, and it probably will be for a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Once everything settles down and Neptune gets into Pisces in the beginning of April, that should bring an uptick, because Neptune trines your Neptune and Neptune's opposite your Pluto. So what will happen this next month or so is you'll have a lot of stuff kind of come in, and then it'll fall out. And you'll be like, it's in, it's out, it's in, it's out. And you're also going to have a transiting finger of God taking place with the Neptune-Pluto in your fifth house of creativity. So what you're supposed to do is work on your own individual creative projects right now. And the work will show up, disappear. And once Saturn gets off your Venus, you get another, you know, it'll kind of solidify. A lot of the people that you play with are changing, or a lot of the organizations you played for are changing. They don't really know what they're doing right now. And you go back to 81, and there would have been a similar time in 81 where it felt like you weren't just getting the stuff you used to get. You got some of it, but it disappeared. And I also would look for some new groups that you can work with. You know, play with different people than you've traditionally played with, because Uranus opposite Cupido and your natal Jupiter say, you know, mix it up a bit. Try different people than you've been with, because the people that you traditionally have been with aren't in the mode or in the mood or able to right now. And after that calms down a little, which will in the spring, because right now we're having this kind of, everybody's lives are getting very shaken up right now. So people are kind of deciding, are they in, are they out, are they keeping, are they going? And a lot of people are transitioning into new careers or new phases in their career. And because there's so much instability, people aren't really feeling necessarily comfortable committing. So you've got some creative project with Uranus down there that kind of started last June. Go back and work on that. Finish that up. Get that done and out the door. I don't know what it was, but it was something that really was exciting and inspiring for you. So kind of work on that. The end of May, beginning of June. Finish that so it's you've got something to say. Here, I got this thing. And then once Saturn stations and all the planets finish changing, we've got two more big ones, and they both aspect your planets very much. One is March 11th, the other is beginning of April. Once they shift, should be better.
Oh,
but
okay.
Something
so
just
March
fell out last week, huh?
So around March, in March, things can start to shift, because I just had a really big last month. Was the last few months were great financially, and then you know, good stuff was going on, and then I just got back to town a few days ago, and all of a sudden, like, it's just nothing.
It dried up, yeah. It's dried
exactly.
up. It's dried up.
You know, the fact that you've got anything going during this economy is shows the talent in the art and the potential. With Saturn opposed your Venus, you are being asked to tighten your belt and build the building blocks. And from that, when the success comes, you'll be ready for it, because you won't be so wasteful. By tightening your belt and constantly densifying, you'll be ready to take off when the time is right. And there's some wonderful things coming in 3 months when your progressed moon leaves Scorpio and heads into Sagittarius.
Yeah, you've got great stuff, but right now it's a very dry period. So work on your individual creative projects. What was the fun thing from last summer?
I was playing with a lot of people in another country, in Australia. So, and there's a couple of other projects that I've written myself, you know, to try to get out there. So that all kind of did start last year.
Okay, so start showcasing those around and getting groups together to come play with them and fiddle around with them and get all the work done on them so that they're actually final and ready to roll in the summer when people say, what do you have? And you go, I have this. And they go, great, let's do it. And then it's rocking. You know, it's kind of, this is really a time for you to work on your own individual creativity. And then once that solidifies, then once that finishes, then you're into the next phase.
Yeah, it's the anxiety of the finance when it comes and goes that I really deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but it's this is a because there's so much stuff changing, and you do have that tidal thing with the moon ruling your second, where you get a little
time to go.
Yeah, we got to go. The little British lady speaking. Mark, you there?
Okay, thanks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Mark Waltz, signing off from New York with Access Astrology.
Yep. And Ann Ortley on the Upper East Side, Access Astrology. Join us at the Open Center on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 7:30, where we answer your questions in person.
And Heather Rowan Robbins, I'll be speaking at the Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle next weekend.
Oh, cool.
We'd love to see you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take care.
Take
Have
care.
A great week.
Send us emails with
for
questions.
Our Valentine.
Be our Valentine. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.